joining us right now on the HRMP hotline. Safety for your Houston Roughnecks, the Hitman, Cody Brown. Cody, Patrick, and Nate here with ESPN 97.5. How you doing, brother?
Doing good.
2-5, you tired, man? You sound tired, man.
No, I'm not tired. I'm just in the hotel watching film, man. I'm about to get some food in a minute.
I hear you, man. How you doing? How you feeling? You know, after the win, you guys are 4-0. You got to be feeling pretty good, buddy.
Yeah, it's a real good feeling. You know, a lot of teams aren't able to say that. So, you know, to be at the top right now, you know, it feels good.
All right, Cody, you're top 10 in the league in tackles right now. How did you get the name Hitman from your teammates?
It actually came in junior college. One of my first games I played in junior college, I hit somebody pretty hard, and then you know, my teammates started calling me that, so it just kind of stuck after that.
You make sure to remind any of your teammates that after you pop them in practice, anything like that? You ever make sure you give them a little hey, just remember who I am.
No, I try to make sure everybody on our team stays healthy. We need all those guys. You know, we need everybody contributes on game day. So we trying to get out of practice healthy every day.
Yeah, that is true. He just makes sure that everybody on the other team.
I was gonna say, how many guys in Dallas heard that last week?
I wish a healthy ending for everybody. You know, but. I mean, you know, football is a physical game, so, you know, I try to bring that physical nature to part of the game.
Are you a smack talker on the field?
Be honest.
I talk a little bit, you know. I turf a little bit.
Hey, I want to talk about how well the defense is playing right now, Cody. You know, I know that the first couple of games, because of P.J. Walker – and the way that Cam Phillips was making plays, the offense was making plays, the focus was on the offense. And then all of a sudden, you guys were making plays in the games, but I'm not sure if, again, because you were being overshadowed by PJ to a degree that nobody saw you. And then all of a sudden, here comes game three and game four. You make the big interception, take it back 50 yards, but you didn't get in. But you took it back 50 yards. you know, I teased you about that the whole time. So,
yeah.
You know, but you know, the way you guys are playing right now, look, that was huge. Edmund makes the big play, the strip sack, and the score, scoop a score. And then DeMarcus Gates with that crazy interception, 2 minutes left in the game to play. And Dallas is driving. They're down on the three with an opportunity to win. He makes that crazy interception. Man, talk about the defense and how well you guys are playing right now.
Honestly, I think, you know, we've gelled from when, you know, from the beginning as far as, like, we became close. You know, a lot of the guys get real acquainted with each other. So I think that's, like, that plays a big part in, you know, our progression. Like, we progress every week. You know, we get better every week. And that's because, you know, we've gained that trust with the person next to us. So, I mean, I don't think, you know, we was overshadowed or whatever you want to call it the first couple of weeks. But, I mean, I think pretty much the whole season we've been playing pretty good, pretty sound football, and we're aggressive. So, we, you know, we preach those takeaways every day in practice. You know, we set a goal for ourselves to get takeaways and, you know, to make plays on the ball and stuff like that. So, when it happens in the game, it's not really a surprise to us. But, you know, we just sit back and wait for our opportunities.
He is Roughneck safety, the Hitman, Cody Brown, with us on the HRMP listener line right now on Late Hits here on ESPN 97.5. Cody, you've had a, you know, look, you're top 10 in tackles. You got a pair of picks. You've got forced fumble, fumble recovery. You got a handful of sacks. And you're having a pretty strong season. On a team where, you know, as Nate was just talking about, you know, the offense being – the big deal with PJ and Cam and playing for a head coach who is known as an offensive innovator, mm-hmm. where so much of everything that Coach Jones has done has always been predicated on the offense, and that's kind of what he cut his bones on. Yet you guys have played very strong defense this year. When you got to this team before the season started, did you think that you guys would have the kind of success on defense you're having right now?
Yeah, I think so. I'm you know, through training camp, we scrimmage against other teams, and you know, just scrimmaging against those teams and watching, you know, my teammates make plays and stuff like that. I had a lot of confidence in our defense and how we were going to play. And the thing about it is we kept it real simple in training camp, you know, and to go out and make plays with a base defense, we weren't changing nothing, we weren't game planning anything, we were still making plays and, you know, shutting people out and stuff like that. I think that it painted a bigger picture for us to know that we were going to be something, you know, special when the season did come around.
Safety Cody Brown joining us right now. Cody, I want to ask you this. The success of the league, I know you're pretty happy about that. And I'm sure you have some ideas. Maybe right now you're playing in the league and you want it to be successful. What would you like to see from this league sort of moving forward based on what you're seeing right now and experiencing in terms of success?
Honestly, I mean, you know, I haven't really put much thought into it. Right now, you know, I'm really focused on just trying to win games and, you know, put the best, you know, plays out on tape that I can. And that's really what I'm focused on right now. I mean, I'm pretty sure after the season over, it's time to reflect back and, you know, look back and be like, hey, they could have did this, or, you know, they should have done this and stuff like that. But, I mean, as of now, the main focus is just winning ball games every week.
Cody, how much have you been swept into the whole Houston versus Dallas type rivalry? You know, it's a big deal in the city that right now, you know, the Astros are better than the Rangers, and the Texans are better than the Cowboys, and the Rockets are better than the Mavs, and now we got the Roughnecks are better than the Renegades. Does that mean anything to you guys? That you get a little extra, anything special come out of that for you, or is it just are you one of those just to win next?
I mean, it adds a little extra to it. You know, I mean, I've always been able to say, you know, you're the best in the state, stuff like that. You know, being from the Houston area, you know, I have some friends in Dallas, you know, and stuff like that. And it's pretty competitive when it comes to Houston versus Dallas. So anytime I think you're in a state and you play against the opponent that's in that same state, I always think there's going to be that little extra, like, bragging rights to it, like, you know, we win, so the state's ours, like, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, it was pretty fun to play that game, you know, and get out of there with a win so we could hold that title as far as, you know, the state of Texas goes.
I got a two-part question for you. When I spoke with, you guys have Seattle coming up on Saturday, 1 o'clock. When I spoke with June Jones a couple days ago, he said that Seattle is the best team you guys will face based on what he saw on tape. And the second part is the fans. What do you want to tell the fans? But first of all, what do you know about Seattle? And then two, what do you want to tell the fans?
I agree. You know, their record doesn't reflect how good of a football team they are. But, if, you know, after watching film and looking at film, they do a lot of good things. They're just one of those teams that just haven't really just figured it out and got over that hump, you know, or made the plays that down the stretch to win the game. But they're definitely one of the better football teams that we have faced, and that's how we prepared for them. So it'll be an exciting game for sure. And for the fans, I mean, everything's on tape. You know, everything we have to say is on tape. You know, it's very exciting to come watch our games. You know, our offense is doing crazy things. Our defense is doing crazy things. And I think it's just one of those games and those shows that you have to come see for yourself.
So, in other words, pack the stadium.
Well, you know what? The second game, they opened up tickets up on the second level, which they hadn't done for the first week, and they had a bigger crowd week two than week one. This is the third home game, 1 o'clock on Saturday. I would expect 4-0 team is going to set another attendance record on Saturday.
Yeah, I would love to see that. You know, it'd be the first XFL team to, you know, sell out. So, I mean, get that done, that'd be a huge momentum booster for us, you know, just set that, you know, that bar for the next people. You know, the competition is not only with the teams on the field, it's also with the fans. You know, you always want to be that team known with the best fan base.
That's a good point. That is very tweetable. That is very tweetable, Cody. And if you tweet that, I will retweet you. I promise you. That's a good point.
Cody Brown.
I'll get that tweet out for you.
You do that. You do that. And let folks know what your handle is.
Okay. It's at @Hitman_Brown. So, you know, like, follow, all that on Twitter, Instagram.
Follow this man.
Are you a tweet guy or a gram guy?
I'm a little bit of both, but I'm more active on Twitter. I mean, I scroll through Instagram and stuff like that, but I'm a little more active on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, you got all your older fans are on Twitter, like me. You know, I'm one of your older fans, so I'm on Twitter. Plus, I cover you every day, so I got to put you on Twitter. Follow this man. Know his number, 25. He's Hitman, probably one of the hardest hitting safeties in the XFL. You watch him play, and he's got good hands. I just, you know, you get down to the one next time, get in the end zone, Cody. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got you next time.
All right, man. All right.
Cody Brown, safety for the Roughnecks, with us on the HRMP Listen Line. Cody, good luck on Saturday, 1 o'clock. Of course, we got the game right here on ESPN 97.5. John Granato, Nate Griffin on the call, 1 o'clock right here, ESPN 97.5. Cody, thank you very much,
bro. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you very much. Can't wait to see y'all.
All right, man.